Now approaching Radio Sega. It's Night Train. Night Train with KC, the show that is as much a trip into the game world as it is into your own imagination. The Night Train. Sunday nights. Only on Radio Sega.
Welcome everyone to Night Train, episode number one, the proper inaugural ride of Night Train on Radio Sega. I am your conductor, KC, and I hope everyone's having an awesome journey so far, an awesome day, an awesome weekend, and even if you had a stressful weekend, I hope you can join me and relax for the final hours of Sunday, at least in Western Europe. Some of you are already on Monday, which is sad, but hopefully you're enjoying the tunes. Welcome everyone, you're listening to Radio Sega, and this is how I'll speak. I'll try at least, because this is a chill show and a relaxing show. We started off the show, by the way, with a couple of tunes. We started off the show with a track by Lo-Fi-Lia, File Select, a remix of File Select from Sonic 3, also known as Data Select, which is how I usually refer to this track. But awesome, awesome track. Hopefully we'll hear more of Lo-Fi-Lia in upcoming shows, upcoming episodes of the show. And then we have we had our friend Yuzo Koshiro, friend of the station, probably, maybe not, who knows, with the SOR Supermix from Streets of Rage 2. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Radio Sega. I hope you're having an awesome evening. I hope you enjoy our first proper episode of Night Train. If you haven't listened to the first show we did, which was The Conductor, ha, because trains, The Conductor episode during Winterfest 2022, I urge you to actually go and download the podcast or stream the podcast, listen to that when you can. And even if you did, this is the proper debut of the show on Radio Sega. This is episode number one, the official number one episode of the show, of this first season of Night Train. As I announced during Winterfest, this will be a limited run. So it will not be a very long season, or at least, even if the season continues, we'll have a break after like 10, 15 episodes, probably. So you guys don't get bored of me, and I don't get burnt out of doing the show in between doing other things as well. So that's how it's gonna go. We'll have some other bits of news and announcements regarding Night Train later on during the show. But for now, why not join us on Discord? Join radiose.ga/discord. It's where the magic happens, and all these beautiful people are right now chatting, sharing GIFs, and you know, we have Lime Reverse, we have Gum, we have Resident SD 20, Ace Croft, Viper, Nicholas Hammond, Jamie, Pocket Ellery, Copke, who, by the way, side note, did an amazing job with the cover art for the podcast and the show. So if you haven't checked that out yet, go to radiose.ga/shows and check out the podcast cover, the show cover for Night Train, which is simply brilliant and amazing. So big shout out to Copke, as usual. Have I mentioned Dr. Skotnik? Hello, Skotnik. Am I missing someone? Probably. We have Tweenie. I don't think I've said Tweenie's name yet. Hydro. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jamie. That's Twitch affiliate Lime Reversed. Yes. Yes, that's it. Gum asks, does this mean if you ever need to skip a week, you can call it a train strike? I love that. Thank you, Gum. We'll talk about Gum in a bit, by the way. Remind me, if I don't mention Gum in the next talk break, remind me that I need to talk about Gum. But, yes, it'll be a train strike if we don't have a show, if I have to miss a week. Let's call it that. Anyway, radiose.ga/discord, that's where you can meet all these beautiful people joining us, chatting live. Also, it's where you can take part in our sort of question of the week, but not really, because I'm not sure I'm going to be doing this every week. I actually posted a question on Twitter a couple of days ago, and I would like to know your thoughts on this, what your picks are for a chill game. So a game that you go to, your go-to chill game if you need to relax. You had a stressful day at work or school or a stressful week. You have a few hours to kill and you just want to relax. So which game, Sega or otherwise, do you pick as your chill game, as your relaxing game that allows you to just zone out and just, you know, not think about your problems or stuff happening in your life? We've had, I think, a couple of answers on Twitter, but if you would like to share your answers as well on Discord, the easiest way is to DM me, Casey, obviously, but you can also share them in the main general chat, radiose.ga/discord. I'll try to keep up, if possible, with all the gifts. So usually, if you DM me, it'll be safer, and I will try to read your answers on air. I also had a couple of answers or replies sent to me by Twini, which is amazing. Thank you very much, Twini, for helping me with that. Responses from Mastodon, and so I will read them in a little bit, hopefully, if I don't forget. I tend to do that a lot, but we'll share them throughout the show as well. For me, by the way, and let me kick this off with my own answer, for me, usually it's usually a 2D Sonic game. I have to say, it's either Sonic 2, Sonic 3 and Knuckles, or Sonic Mania. Those are usually my go-tos when I'm stressed out. I don't want to go to like one of those AAA games or very long open world games that maybe I'm not in the headspace for that at that moment. And so 2D Sonic is a no-brainer. It's very easy and to just zone out and just, you know, enjoy speeding through 2D Sonic zones. So that's usually what I do when I need to chill and I want to play a game that helps me do that. Some people are saying Puyo. Okay, that's not chill at all for me, but okay. And by the way, Gum, not just chill Sega games. Whatever game you go to when you need to chill. Doesn't have to be a Sega game. Obviously, if it's a Sega game, kudos, obviously. More points in life. But it doesn't have to be a Sega game. Anyway, I've been babbling for a long time already. We need to play more music. This is a chill show with chill music. Hashtag chill. Hashtag RS Night Train. And we'll have some... I think the playlist for tonight is mostly new stuff, but with a few sprinkles of classics and stuff that I usually played on my previous shows as well, which is the case for the next song, the opening song for the next block of music. So coming up next, we have a block of three songs. I hope you enjoy them. The last one in this block goes out to Green Viper 8. Hope you enjoy it. This was a bit creepy. Anyway, we're opening up this next block of music with a song from Shining Force 3. This is a tune. I remember when I first heard this song on Radio Sega, I believe during Sword of Sega. I think it was during Sword of Sega. I'm sure it was a Captain Cloud Chaser, aka True Show, whatever the show she was doing at the time, but I think it was during an episode of Sword of Sega. And ever since then, this song, you know, holds a very special place in my heart. Let's leave it at that. So this is Flowing River, Light of the Moon, right here on Night Train, on Radio Sega. Welcome all aboard, everyone. 2-2. Mm-mm-mm.
Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. Thank you. You're listening to Night Train on Radio Sega.
Welcome back to Night Train, right here on Radio Sega. This is A Night in Otori by Blind Spot. What an awesome tune. This one goes out to Green Vaporate. This is part of their Blind Spot 2 30th anniversary album. Before that, we had Serene Nights from Shenmue 3, Lovely, and of course, Flowing River, Light of the Moon from Shining Force 3. You're listening to Night Train. My name's KC. Welcome back to the show. Hope you're enjoying the hashtag chill tracks and relaxing vibes. This is your Sunday night show on Radio Sega. So this is something new for me. I'm usually Mr. Monday Nights and doing a Sunday show at this hour. Wow. So let's get into some of the answers that you guys have sent me. So before I forget, let me check Discord. Hydro says, my chill game is Picross, but specifically the Mega Drive and Master System Edition at the moment. Other than the clock, which you can ignore, you can go totally at your own pace, and finishing something like Gilius Thunderhead feels really rewarding, even though I rarely know what character or power-up I am working on until the very end. Same. Very true. I love Picross. I actually, when Viper mentioned Puyo, and the feeling he gets from, using his brain to complete a match in Puyo, I thought of Picross, which is a very relaxing experience for me as well. Picross Mega Drive and Master System Edition, what a mouthful, is actually one of my favorite Picross games. Probably my favorite, right? It's got Sega stuff. I wish we could have a bigger selection of songs to choose from. Because each mode has its own unique song. Not unique, it's its own song. It's a classic Sega tune, but you can't change it. Or at least I don't think you can. And we could have a bigger selection of songs to choose from. That would make it less annoying at times, even though Passing Breeze is a tune, right, guys? We can all agree on that. But thank you very much, Hydro, for your answer, your reply. By the way, since I mentioned Viper, he explained Puyo Puyo Tetris, why it's a relaxing experience. Puyo Tetris 2. Sorry. I need to learn how to read. He said Tetris. Puyo Tetris 2 being one of the quickest ways he can access Tetris. Okay. That makes it a little bit better for me. I suck at Puyo. I'm decent, I think. Half decent at Tetris. So yeah, Puyo Tetris 2 usually being my quickest go-to due to the endless marathon mode. That makes a little bit more sense, yes. Okay, and he said, I've been asked to describe this before and the response tends to confuse people. I guess the constant quick thinking about what comes next fills my brain and the quick movements keep my hands occupied, and both combine nicely with a good feeling of satisfaction from maintaining a flow state, hitting a new record, etc. Yeah, makes sense. I can relate to that. I can even relate to playing Tetris through Tetris 99 on Switch. And that's like a competitive game of sorts, like a Tetris Battle Royale game. Yeah. Nicholas Haman asks, were there any compromises needed to stay... I think you mean compromises needed to stay up at this time? Just less sleep? Who needs that, right? Who needs that? by the way, big shout out to João Pardal. Welcome, fellow Portuguese. Fellow Portuguese, which means sus person, who joined us on Discord and who also replied to our tweet regarding this, the go-to chill game when someone needs to relax. And I just need to find said reply because I suddenly can't find my original tweet. Okay, there we go. Echo the Dolphin, Defender of the Future for the Dreamcast. Wow, I've never finished that game, but the first level is pure relaxation. That's true. You can swim while listening to an incredible soundtrack and do awesome flips. It was and still is a magical experience. Very true. I would advise you to try and spend some time with it and complete the game. It's I don't think everyone agrees, but I do really love it very much. It's not the same as the original Echo games by Ed Annunziata, but it's a very good game in its own right. Probably one of my like top five Dreamcast games. And I really enjoy this one. Awesome soundtrack as well. Very relaxing soundtrack. Some of the tracks at least. So Maybe we'll play some Echo Defender of the Future tracks in a future episode of Night Train. Let me just check some of the Mastodon responses. So, let's see. Shujin Academy VGM Club says, I play Slay the Spire nowadays, although the game I played at Chill Roll has been filled by several different games through the years. It's been various versions of Picross, FTL, Neo Turf Masters, Big Tournament Golf, and tons of other things. Again, mention of Picross. It is a chill game. It is. Pocket Ellery said probably Picross again. See? It's complex enough to keep my brain engaged without getting stressful like other puzzle games, as there isn't the risk of impending failure. Plus, there is a Sega-themed version, so it kind of counts as Sega. Very true! This is a smart answer, obviously. Dr. Scottnik just sent me a reply. My current comfort game is PSO2 New Genesis. Enjoying mindlessly running around and just beating up some bad guys. I played a little bit of New Genesis when it came out, but I don't know, felt bored for some reason, or maybe some other game came out at the same time and I never returned to that. People say it's much better than PSO2, this new Genesis update. It's almost like a different version of the game, much improved. So maybe I should get back to it, but I don't have time for MMOs. That's my biggest problem with this. Jamie says, wow, my answer is not relating to that. I was going to say Echo 1 on the Mega CD, relaxing soundtrack and checkpoints. True that. Yes. Yep. Has changed a lot since launch now, says Dr. Scott. Yeah, PSO2. Has changed a lot. Should try it again one day, who knows. I have so many games too, both in my backlog that I already own and need to complete, and also games that I want to eventually try at some point. So yeah, anyway, awesome answers, thank you very much. If you still have anything to share regarding your chill game, your go-to chill game or relaxing game, let me know. DM me on Discord, radiose.ca/discord, or tweet at Radio Sega, and I'll be watching. Speaking of which, since I'm watching, there's a reply by K-Dog Forever. Hi, K-Dog. Pokemon and Stardew Valley. Oh, Stardew Valley is a very good shot as well. Not so much Pokemon, but because I'm not that big of a Pokemon fan. But Stardew Valley, I can relate. Yes, that's a very good shot. Yeah, thank you very much, K-Dog, for your reply to this week's question as well. Anyway, we need to talk a little bit about some Radio Sega stuff happening, but I will leave that for the next break because I've been talking so much already. And, you know, my voice is not that relaxing, is it?
Is it?
I don't know. It's time to play more music. This will be a very short break, but short but sweet, and we'll start with an absolute tune and an absolute Radio Sega classic. It's the lovely TJ Davis. This is one of those tracks that, you know, when I mentioned sprinkle the playlist with classics, this is one of those classics. This is one of those tracks that I always have to play. It's an amazing song. It's from Metropolis Street Racer and features the lovely vocals of the lovely TJ Davis. This is I Can Still Believe. Keep it here, this is Night Train. Choo-choo.
Gotta see a place I've never seen before.
Hop on board the Night Train for a relaxing trip with nothing but the best and most chilled Sega music and remixes, curated by your conductor, KC. Night Train on Radio Sega.
I said it was a short break. This is Time Trials Lo-Fi by Snorlax. Snorlax, who I learned today, is not a Pokemon, by the way, is a lo-fi band by Matt on guitar and Kevin from Hyper Potions on the beat. So Snorlax and Time Trials is the Hyper Potions track they used for the announcement, I think, or trailer of Sonic Mania, if I recall correctly. So that's what this was, a lo-fi remix of. Before that, we had the lovely TJ Davis and Richard Jakes with I Can Still Believe from Metropolis Street Racer. Shout out to Rafsig, who just joined us on Discord. Hola. Welcome. Hope everything's well with you, my friend, and thanks for listening as well. By the way, if you are not, if you're listening to the podcast version of this, big shout out to you as well. Hello, welcome. There's no shame in being unable to tune into this show at this hour, so that's why we have podcasts. And even if you are listening to the show again because you loved it so much when it aired live, so hello to you again. Double hello. Love you. Enjoy the show. Anyway, we have a couple of things, a bit of housekeeping for you guys regarding some Radio Sega and Night Train stuff that I wanted to mention. First of all, Radio Sega. Fan Choice Song of the Year poll. So it's the nominations poll, actually, is live. radiose.ga/fanchoicesong. So as per usual, but a little bit later, and if you ask me, that's good. We're doing Fan Choice Song of the Year nominations. So you can nominate your five favorite tracks from Sega/Atlus games released in 2022. Or even, you know, not just games, but animes or albums that were released. So anything Sega-related that was released in 2022, you can just pick five songs. And in order of preference, you can give them 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1 point each. And then we'll tally up the scores and the top 10 will be up for another vote, another poll, and you'll be able to vote for one of those as your Fan Choice Song of the Year very soon. I believe the announcement, I'm talking about this, I should be well informed. That's how professional I'm not. The result, I was going to say, I believe the results will be announced on the 20th. And I am correct. Yes, Yes. So you have until January 19th at, 11:59 p.m. GMT. So until the end of January 19th to pick your five favorite songs. And then we'll announce them on January 20th. And then you'll have from January 20th to the weekend of January 28th, official date to be confirmed, to vote for your top song of the year and remix of the year as well, as per usual. More news on that very soon. Keep your eyes on Radio Sega socials and radiosega.net. Jamie says, I'm just waiting on fan remix for 2022. Pocket Ellery says, find your flame, find your flame, find your flame. Could be. Some interesting tunes to choose from this year, I think. Yeah. Also, so that's the Radio Sega part of things out of the way. Remember to go to radiose.ga/fanchoice song. Right? Yes, that's it. Fan choice song. And nominate. Please, nominate. The other bit of news, before that, actually, I missed a reply. I missed Gum's reply. Sims, Animal Crossing. Okay, so all relaxing so far. And then Cult of the Lamb. I know of this game. I haven't played it. I think it's an interesting concept. It's like a town building sim mixed with like cult running sim, I think, right? So you're like a god or something, people worship you or some sort. I think it's somewhere along those lines, and people really enjoy it, apparently. Haven't tried it yet, but yeah. Anyway, I wanted to mention Gum's reply because I had missed that. But I also wanted to say that, as you can see from today's show and also from the Conductor episode, I pick all the music for the, all episodes of Night Train. However, maybe you have some amazing tunes you want me to play, something that you think is chill, hopefully, hashtag chill, and you want to contribute to the show in some form. So that will be something that you can do through our Passenger Mix episode. So every now and then, to be announced, instead of listener mixes, because those are boring, we have Passenger Mixes. So episodes with nothing but your requests. And how can you tell me which songs you want me to play during those Passenger Mixes, you ask? You can go to radiose.ga/nighttrain. radiose.ga/nighttrain. You'll find a form you can fill out, and then you can request songs to be played on those Passenger Mixes. So what you need to do is to just think. You can request more than one song. I won't promise that every single song will be played, because if we have a lot of songs, too many songs, we can't play them all. But feel free to request away. I only ask you that if you end up requesting remixes or covers or anything that is not official, please leave me a link for the song so I can find it and I can add it to the playlist for that show. If it's official, just tell me the name of the game and the name of the track, and I should be able to find it easily on our Radio Sega amazing playlist of Radio Sega songs. So that's it, radiose.ga/nighttrain. Be sure to just request some songs if you'd like. And hopefully next week I'll let you know when the first Passenger Mix will happen. That said, let's keep going with more music, right? So coming up next is a block of vocal tracks from the community. Okay, so we have Sonic, more Sonic, and then we'll have someone sing for you. He sings for you. So that's what's coming up next. But first, by Victor McKnight featuring Dream Kitu and Trey Nobles. This is Reach for the Stars, right here on Night Train.
Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Leave me the dream light.
Night Train. Choo choo.
such pain, such feeling. Bakamitai, martial art band featuring Lacey Johnson. Bakamitai, this is a Dwelling of Duels track, but I thought it fit the bill perfectly for to round off this block of vocal tracks here. We had Victor McKnight featuring Dream Kitu and Trey Nobles with Reach for the Stars. Apparently a track that was a huge success. Cyclone X and Lil Boulder with Stars in the Sky, the Hatsune Miku mix. Yes, that's true. That's the Sonic 2 movie song with vocals by Hatsune Miku. Brilliant. Just brilliant. And finally, Martial Art featuring Lacey Johnson, Bakamitai. Welcome back to Night Train, and welcome to the President. Should I bow or like salute, perhaps? The President is here, and yes, the President. We conform to a GMT timeline or time zone, usually because most of our shows are hosted by people living in Europe. So that's what happens. But anyway, we don't discriminate. So whichever time zone you're in, we welcome you. Jamie says, did you say Sonic 2 movie? I thought it was Sonic 1. Wait, no, Stars in the Sky. No, Stars in the Sky is from the Sonic 2 movie, right? Am I wrong here? Maybe I am. Am I a bad Sonic fan? Probably. But I don't think so. I think it's the Sonic 2 movie. Yes, I think so. Anyway, before I forget, I told you guys to remind me to mention gum. And none of you did, just gum. So what I wanted to say as well, and it's kind of a Radio Sega mention as well. Earlier today, I posted finally, after almost a year, I finally posted the podcast version of Sega Knowledge Showdown 2021 edition. Remember that quiz that we did with three teams back in January 30th, 2022? So it was now posted in podcast form. So if you missed it live, you can relive it, re-listen to it if you ended up listening live as well. It's now available. And Gum not only took part as part of Team Milk People, but also did the cover art for this particular show. So Sega Knowledge Showdown, special mention to Gum for being a lovely contestant and also the artist behind the podcast cover art. That's Resident SD says almost a year later. Yeah, almost being the key word here, because it's not as bad as a year later. It's almost a year later. Anyway, we're going to keep moving, guys. We're going to keep moving. Remember to go to radiose.ga/nighttrain, radiose.ga/nighttrain, to request chill tracks, relaxing music. And what is a chill track? It can vary, right? So if you think, like Rafsig was asking, if you think a Guilty Gear track is relaxing somehow, why not request it? You know, you just request it and we'll see what happens, right? I'll try to include it if I can. Anyway, coming up next, we have a couple of instrumental tracks that are very relaxing indeed. And this will be our last block of two songs, and then I'll come back and say goodbye and we'll play our final song of the evening. Coming up next, we have a Sega Piano Nocturne track, and it's lovely. If you're not sleepy yet, you're going to be after this track plays. This is the main theme from Space Harrier, right here on Night Train. Thank you.
the show but want more? Download or stream past episodes of Night Train from your favorite podcast service. Be sure to leave us a review if you're feeling relaxed.
Lovely. The second Yuzuko Shiro track of the evening from Etrian Odyssey 5, Beyond the Myth, Labyrinth 2, Shrine Road of Monoliths. This was, for a certain period of time, my ringtone on my phone. Still is for a few select people, I think. But I usually keep my phone on silent because I have my watch. And it vibrates on my wrist. Anyway, this is a beautiful song, one that I really, really love. Before that, we had main theme from Space Harrier from Sega Piano Nocturne. The Etrian Odyssey is a series that I'm hoping I can find it in me to try on the 3DS. Soon. I'm not big on JRPGs, as I've told everyone countless times before, but I love the soundtrack so much. Same with Seventh Dragon. I was going to get Seventh Dragon 3, code VFD, if I'm not mistaken. That's the full title. But, you know, I tried the demo and it... didn't really resonate with me, but I wanted to try it again because the soundtracks to both Seventh Dragon and Etrian Odyssey are amazing. So I owe Yuzu that much, to at least try to enjoy the games. I actually read a tweet by Yuzu Koshiro, I think earlier this week, where he said that he hopes to work on future Etrian Odyssey titles, if Atlas permits. He's not been invited, but hopes to continue to work on the series and evolve the soundtracks of Etrian Odyssey, so that would be nice. And it's also nice because you always have the FM versions, the FM chip versions, the chiptune versions of the soundtracks and the full orchestral tracks. So, and they are, both versions are amazing. So I actually struggled with which one I would play tonight, but I went with the orchestral one. Anyway, we're very, very close to saying goodbye. This is supposed to be around an hour, a show of that lasts for around an hour. We're just an hour and 18 minutes into our first proper ride of Night Train on Radio Sega. I would like to thank everyone very much for joining me for this first show. As I said before, remember to go to radiose.ga/nighttrain to request songs. Also, remember to go to radiose.ga/fanchoicesong to nominate your five favorite tracks from 2022. And, you know, it's Fan Choice Season, spelled S-Z-N, because Tweenie says so. The train got delayed at a few stations, Casey. Yes. Excellent. So that's it. So I hope you enjoyed the trains never run on time. Says Pocket Ellery. Rapstick says it's not a live show if it doesn't go over the expected runtime. I'll be honest, I planned I somewhat planned this to be a certain length, but I knew I would overrun because I usually tend to talk a lot. And I tried to talk a little bit less this week, but it can't be helped. So that's it. Remember to go to radiose.ga/shows as well. We have more shows coming up this week. Sundays are you know, Sunday nights will eventually be full of shows or evenings, but for now we'll only have LMC, the LMC block at 7 p.m. GMT, and then much later at 11 p.m. Night Train. But eventually, soon, Rexy will be back with Sega Mixer Drive, so Sundays will be awesome days to listen to Radio Sega, but all the other days are amazing as well. Remember that coming up next, tomorrow, we'll have our guest nights block. So Mondays starting at 6 p.m. with the Sega guys, and then at 8 p.m. the Shenmue Dojo show. And for the rest of the shows, for all of our, you know, the entire lineup of shows, you can go to radiose.ga/shows, and that's how you know what you can listen to on Radio Sega. You can never stick to the plan. Yeah, that's true. Oh, no Sega guys tomorrow, but Shenmue Dojo is on. Okay, so probably at 8 p.m. then, Radio Sega. Monday, 8 p.m. GMT, UK time, the Shenmue Dojo show. Shout out to the Shenmue Dojo guys, and shout out to the Sega guys. Great, great people. Really awesome dudes, all of them. And I will say goodbye, but I would like to also mention, before we play the final song, that this song comes from an album that was released today. Wow, this is brand new. And we already heard Dream Kitu singing during that vocal block of songs with Victor McKnight. The Reach for the Stars cover featured the vocals of Dream Kitu. But Dream Kitu released a brand new album today with lots of piano and vocal covers of Sonic games or Sonic tracks. The album is called Reimagined, and I will link to it on Discord as well, so people can check it out. I had to pick one track to play on the show, and I thought I would go with more out of the box, if you will. Okay. And I think, is it chill? Is it relaxed? It is, but it's also chilling in a way. Yeah. So I will leave you with Dream Kitu's cover, piano and vocal cover of Infinite from Sonic Forces, of all songs. Yes, I think you will love this one. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you have an awesome week. Remember that Radio Sega plays the best Sega music 24/7, so keep listening to Radio Sega. Keep listening to all of our awesome shows. Thank you very much for joining me on Discord, those who did. Thank you for downloading the podcast. Night Train will ride again next week, Sunday, 11 p.m., only on Radio Sega. Bye-bye.
Of mountains, I am the roughest of waves. I'm the toughest of terrors, I am the darkest of days. I'm the last one that's standing, don't try to stand in my way. Cause I've been happy, it's better, just take a look at my face. Cause if you're messing with me, I am a dangerous weapon. I am the sharpest of blades, I'll cut you down in a second. Cause I was born in this pain, it only hurts if you let it. So if you think you can take me, then you should go and forget it. And after all this time, you're back for more.
I won't stop until they know my name.
So I'll take what's mine and start this war. When everything you know has come and gone, only scars remain of who I was. And there's no one left to carry on. For this pain persists, I can't resist. And that's what it takes to be infinite. So look around you and tell me what you really see. I never end in less indifference in you and me. I have the power, let me show you what it's all about. It's only me and you, who is gonna save you now? So look around you, tell me what you really see. You live a lie and that's the difference in you and me. I have the power, let me show you what it's all about. It's only me and you, who is gonna save you now?
Save you now.
So tell me what you really see. You live a lie and that's a difference in you and me. I have the power, let me show you what it's all about. It's only me and you, who is gonna save you now?
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best.